From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum has gone from the mayor of Florida's capital city to his party's pick for the governor's mansion. Ryan Daly reports that Gillum is poised to become the state's first black governor and the first Democrat in office in 20 years.
Gillum talked education, the environment, and livable minimum wage to an electrified crowd. Hugs, chants, and cheers echoed throughout his watch party, where many couldn't believe he pulled an upset win over former Congresswoman Gwen Graham and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. By the end of the night, it was all decided.
As the mayor of Florida's capital city, I humbly accept the Democratic nomination.
The candidate has touted himself as the only non-millionaire in the Democratic race, and Gillum attributed the win to his campaign's ground game that garnered grassroots support.
The places where we had no volunteer organization, people began to self-organize and volunteer. We're in this place because of the everyday people of this state.
Jamie Graves is one of the Floridians who's been in Gillum's corner since he announced his candidacy. She was an intern with his campaign through much of 2017.
We organized and, you know, we got our grassroots campaign going, and so many people turned out and voted for him and made history tonight. That's what happened. We made history tonight.
Now that his win is solidified, Gillum says he wants to be a governor for all, even those who didn't vote for him.
As I have said, as I moved all across the state of Florida, that this thing is not about me. It never has been, and it never will be. This race is about every last single one of us. Right?
I'm Ryan Daly.
South Florida supporters of Andrew Gillum had an election watch party at Cafe Creme in North Miami last night. Elizabeth Judd was there. She says the black community needs to embrace its political clout.
Power of the black vote is underestimated by the black community, but not other communities. And we need to accept the fact that we got it. We're the it when it comes to elections.
Gillum's victory over former Congresswoman Gwen Graham is considered one of the biggest upsets in recent political history in Florida. Last night, Graham addressed a crowd of upbeat supporters gathered at a downtown Orlando nightclub. She told them these were not the remarks she had prepared, but she did call Gillum to congratulate him.
I said, now, Andrew, go out and win this damn thing. Because this is too important for the state of Florida.
Graham was flanked by her family, including her father, former Florida governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham. On the Republican side, Congressman Ron DeSantis scored a decisive victory over Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam during yesterday's primary. From our sister station, WUSF in Tampa, Steve Newborn reports that Putnam took the decision with grace and hinted his political career may not be over yet.
Just 15 minutes after polls closed statewide, Adam Putnam was on the stage of the historic Lakeland Terrace Hotel in his native Polk County thanking supporters. Putnam was the early GOP favorite, but an endorsement by President Trump started the momentum swinging in rival Ron DeSantis's direction. Putnam was upbeat in his concession speech, endorsing his rival, and said there are future roads still to travel.
It's been said that whenever one door closes, another door opens. But we often look so long at the closed door that we miss the one that's been opened for us. Let's not dwell on the closed door this evening, but turn our sights on the call to put Florida first.
Putnam had been looked on by many political observers as a future governor ever since he became the youngest member of the Florida State House of Representatives at 22. One of those supporters, Gina Mammel of Lakeland, wore a shirt reading, "Day One Adam Putnam Supporter." Mammel and her husband Jim say Putnam's political career is far from over.
Absolutely.
He has a servant's heart, and he is a born leader. So,
and if not governor, a good senator in the future.
Putnam ran a more traditional campaign than DeSantis and spent twice as much money. But DeSantis had the power of multiple Fox News interviews and the endorsement of President Trump. I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.